Today's Vent Day segment. Every Wednesday on the Jefferson Exchange, we allow you to vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. We choose the topics, you provide the opinions. Today's topics, the Electoral College and Facebook's recent experiment with people's emotions. Join us on the Exchange on Vent Day at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We'll start with the Electoral College. It seems like we're always choosing a president, but the elections really are 4 years apart. We find out from time to time, we the people do not elect the president directly. The Electoral College does. By now, you've heard a few proposals to abolish the Electoral College so direct popular vote would choose the president, and a few proposals to keep but change the college. One would have each state allocate its electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote, not the vote in that state. Another idea being floated by an Oregon man would allocate the electoral votes by ratio to popular vote. Oregon and 40 other states play winner-take-all. Win the popular vote in the state, get all the electoral votes. What do you think? How to change this? Tell us on Vents Day when we come back from this break. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening, and thank you in advance for calling and emailing. This is our Vents Day segment. We have no guest, just you and your thoughts, your polite venting on a couple of topics in the news. Today's topics are the Electoral College we use to still choose the president and Facebook's recent experiment in emotions. Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. Let me finish the thoughts on the Electoral College, because there is this idea being floated by an Oregon man to allocate the electoral votes by ratio to popular vote. Because right now, Oregon and many other states play winner-take-all. You win the popular vote, you get all of that state's electoral votes. What he's proposing is that if you win three-fifths of the popular vote in a state, you would get a likely proportion based on the number of electors in that state, a matching proportion as best it could be matched. What do you think about that? Is it time to change the Electoral College allocation? Is it time to simply do away with the Electoral College and go by popular vote only? Lots of people defend the Electoral College as something the founders intended to insulate the presidential election from the whims of the mob. And I'm going to use quote fingers for the mob there. So who would be hurt if the Electoral College was done away with completely? Let's get your thoughts on this on Vents Day on the Exchange, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two concerns the recent news that Facebook manipulated the content of its users' news feeds a couple of years ago to see if people who got more negative content on their feeds would post more negative content themselves and positive would beget positive. It was a true experiment, and the results were published in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in mid-June. The mainstream reaction to it exploded the weekend before last. I mean, sure, Facebook is totally voluntary and free, so anybody who uses Facebook has the option to walk away at any time. But let's hear your thoughts. First of all, was this valid research? Was it a, whether you think it was a nice thing to do or not, was it a good way to go about it? Or was it just manipulating people for fun? Should Facebook pay a price for this, either in public opinion, which it appears to have already, or should we talk about regulating Facebook and social media? Would you think a lawsuit would be appropriate for Facebook trying to tweak people's emotions like this? The opinions came fast and furious from editorial pages on this one in particular. Let's get yours. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 and by email jx@jeffnet.org. Pam and Dexter, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day, the Electoral College and Facebook's experiment on the table.
Hi. Well, real quickly, the Facebook thing brought to mind the book Subliminal Seduction, which was out 30, 40 years ago, about how the ad industry manipulates people. Then Noam Chomsky has a great book called Manufacturing Consent about how we're being manipulated to go along with the consumer culture. So it's not like Facebook's the first one to do it. And I remember a couple posts on Facebook friends saying, why aren't my posts being posted, and what's going on here?
So why aren't my friends seeing it, yes.
Yeah, there's suspicion going on about that. But the real reason why I called is the Electoral College and our general election system. The idea that we need the Electoral College is just because who would it hurt? It would hurt the wealthy few who are controlling the whole system. I mean, when Al Gore didn't win, when he got more votes, that was a classic example of how the Electoral College is skewed, and it's a way for the few to control the many. I mean, I think we should get rid of the Electoral College. We should have Election Day, a holiday. There should be truth in advertising. Why are you allowed to lie in advertising? We should have publicly funded campaigns only so that, the big money aren't buying up our elections. I mean, the system is set up for the wealthy few to control the many, and we don't have a democracy, and we haven't. You know, it's a nice idea. Maybe someday we'll have a really working democracy, one person, one vote, and it's an equal system. But it's pretty tilted towards the wealthy few. And
so you would
and
not.
Yeah,
get...
I hope we do get rid of the Electoral College altogether. It doesn't make any sense. I think it was started, right, to control the mobs, to control the many, while the few controlled the election.
I think there was also a belief, and I've heard this expressed a couple of times over the years by various historians, that the thought was that each region would tend to have its own candidate, therefore nobody would get a majority in the Electoral College, and the president would be chosen by the House of Representatives, which did happen a couple of times when nobody got a majority.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had a proportional representative system where, you know, it's not a winner-take-all. So if somebody gets 51% of the vote and somebody gets 49% of the vote, the whole 49% that voted for the one person is totally not represented. So it's really a flawed system, and I wish more people would get on the bandwagon to reform it.
All right, you want to reform it in lots of ways. The big broom, plus the vacuum cleaner, and a couple of other implements
yeah.
as well. All right.
Thanks,
Pam. Good to talk to you. Let's go to Ralph in Mendocino. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about Facebook's happiness experiment and the Electoral College. Hi, Ralph.
Yes. Good morning, an excellent topic, and I have to begin at the top. It's kind of like our supposedly Republican government was founded on the notion of manhood suffrage that was restricted to white males of property, and that was even, there were those who had concerns there because the education of those who qualified to vote were not properly educated, and we have currently a defective education. Today's San Francisco Chronicle reports on a veteran who thought he was liberating people in Iraq rather than simply securing a resource that this country wasn't prepared to depend upon itself. The Electoral College thing was an outgrowth of the proportional enfranchisement of slaves. It's around. It's all about preserving a kind of plutocracy. Believe me, the Southern slave system was a plutocracy. After the invention of the cotton gin, slavery really took off until it was abolished in 1863. Well, technically abolished. And it's certainly we need. And the list of changes that were enunciated by your previous caller should be embellished by term limits. We have a seniority system that allows senile men to wield exceptional power. And why are the members of our executive government who are elected vetted by Wall Street before they become candidates? I'll now take any comment on the air.
All right, so I can see where you're coming from, which is not unlike what we heard from Pam in the first place, which is a concern that it's the people who are the elites, the people with the money and the power, want to make sure that they keep it. And on that basis, Pam and you would both like to see the Electoral College abolished. We'll take other calls and emails as well on the Electoral College and whether it should change to a proportional system, whether it should change to simply not being there. And our other topic, of course, is Facebook's experiment in which it manipulated some users' news feeds to see if more negative comments appearing on your news feed would produce more negative comments from you and if positive would beget positive. This happened early in 2012, but it was first reported in a science journal in the middle of June. Join us on the Exchange with your thoughts on either of these or both. 800-838-3760 gets you to Vince Day anywhere in the region. In the Rogue Valley, you can call 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. I want to shed a little light on the proportional idea for the Electoral College that we've been talking about. This is from Jerry Spriggs of West Lynn is the creator of this most recent idea. He'd like to use the popular vote to divvy up electoral votes on a state-by-state basis. Most states now award all of their electoral votes to whichever presidential candidate wins the statewide popular vote, an arrangement that can make Republicans in Oregon and Democrats in Alabama despair. Why bother voting for president at all if you know your vote will mean nothing? By employing a simple formula to distribute electoral votes according to the popular vote, Spriggs' plan would give voters of all stripes a reason to cast their ballots. So think about the fact that Oregon, for example, has, since it has five members of the House of Representatives and two senators, five plus two equals seven electoral votes. In Spriggs' system, Barack Obama would have gotten four of Oregon's seven electoral votes in 2012. Mitt Romney would have grabbed three. Obama would have won the election, but by a margin that more closely reflected the popular vote than the Electoral College landslide he received. Lawmakers in a number of states are interested in Jerry Spriggs' idea. Senator Richard Devlin of Tualatin in Oregon has offered to help him draft a bill for the 2015 legislative session. Devlin has not agreed to sponsor the measure, but he says Spriggs' proposal at least deserves a committee hearing, given all the work he's put into it. This is all from the editorial page of the Oregonian, from Eric Lukens reporting on Jerry Spriggs' idea. What do you think? I mean, should it be proportional in the Electoral College? Are we better off just without the Electoral College? Jacob in Gold Hill emails about the change. Absolutely not. This is a Republican/conservative idea to advance them, since they are now, and even more so in the future, unable to win states with big cities like Pennsylvania, Illinois, New York, California, or Oregon. If they want to be more and more crazy politically, they can go down all by themselves. No, you can't take the country with you. Just leave it alone, writes Jacob in Gold Hill. And he adds, Facebook is totally wrong and should be abandoned. Thanks for that, Jacob. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, so I'll go along with Pam and call her right after her as far as the government stuff. And the Facebook thing, I don't do Facebook. My wife loves Facebook. I don't understand it. I am continually reminding, when this all came up and she heard about that, she just couldn't believe that they were doing that. And my wife is really a smart person.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her all the time that those kind of Facebook and Twitter and all that are just big things where they try to find out stuff about you and use it against you some way.
All right, so and, you never trusted it in the first place, but she did.
And but it's just weird. She doesn't see it that way, you know. And her friends, you know, they're in the same age bracket as my wife, and pretty much the same everything. And they all fall for it too. And I don't know if it's I don't understand it, but I think that Facebook's going to bury itself if it keeps doing this stuff, because even as much as my wife likes to share with her friends all over the country and the world on Facebook, she's getting kind of weary of it now. And so
everything seems to reach a point at which there's a certain level of burnout, and this certainly would add to it. And I, you know, you do hear people saying things like, boy, I'm sure getting tired of looking at the ads on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, she just loves it because a lot of her friends, they live so far away, and she wouldn't be able to even communicate. This way she knows they share photos, and they share all kinds of stuff, but, you know, it is not, I just don't believe in it. I think it's a terrible thing.
Well, I mean, if your friends in high school are across the country, as mine are, for example, I went to high school in Connecticut, so, I mean, far, far away from those people. And
yeah, and relatives, too.
Yeah, so all kinds of people to stay in touch with just, you know, a couple of words here and there. It doesn't involve having to send each one an individual text message. You can communicate with a bunch of people at once. It's like broadcasting. Maybe that's why it appeals to me.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
All righty.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. We are talking about Facebook and its recent experiment, which you could say manipulated people's emotions and the reaction to that. We're also talking about the Electoral College, separate item completely, but the idea being that whether the Electoral College should be abolished or changed in presidential elections, and we're taking your thoughts on this Vince Day. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, I gave up on Facebook a couple, 3 years ago. I found it uninteresting. But the idea that they're using social manipulation isn't really overly surprising. The Electoral College was, as the one gentleman mentioned, set up so as to make it easier for the slave states to remain in power for a very long time, which they succeeded until the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, or 65 Voting Rights Act. And, you know, because they had a whole bunch of people that counted as people, or three-fifths of people.
Three-fifths, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after the Civil War, they counted as whole people, but they didn't vote because if they had, they would have been killed. So it was quite easy for the southern states to continue that control for a very long period of time. That's who would be harmed if the Electoral College were abolished, I believe, which would be fine by me. I mean, we had indirect election of senators, and that didn't work very well. And now we have direct election of senators, and that doesn't work very well.
We keep experimenting, yeah. It's interesting that this one has managed to resist experimentation because we've changed a couple of other things. As one of our frequent callers points out, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to stop at 435 House members. In fact, if we'd continue to grow the House representation with the population, we'd be over 1,000 members of the House of Representatives by now.
Well, the evil communist country of Cuba has something like 10,000 people in their House of Representatives equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting that we've tinkered with a bunch of other things, but the Electoral College seems to be a third rail that nobody wants to touch. And maybe it's because any president who talks about it, would they think, oh, my God, he wants to be a dictator. And people say
he got elected using that system. Why would he want to change it?
Yeah, interesting point. Thanks for that, Mark. Always good to talk to you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your polite ventings on a couple of topics on the news. The Electoral College on a proposed set of changes making the news part of our discussion. The other part of our discussion, Facebook's experiment disclosed in mid-June about them using algorithms so that people would see more negative stuff on their news feeds for a span of several days in January of 2012, I think it was, and to see if that would actually engender more negative comments from those people. And then, on the other hand, some people got more positive comments to see if they would deliver more positive comments. The attention is not focused so much on the results of the experiment, which said, yeah, it pretty much does work that way, but on the idea that people got manipulated like that. What are your thoughts? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, whenever this subject of Electoral College comes up, I always ask people, do they realize how the Electoral College is ultimately used based on the number of people who just don't vote?
How's that?
Well, the winner-take-all thing, well, let me go back to something also I bring up. When you were freshman in high school and they had class elections, did you really have any say in who ultimately was on those little ballots? I don't think in a lot of people's mind it's changed that much to this time. And if a lot of people just don't vote or just vote and haven't got a clue what they're voting for, that's just no way to express something that important. Does that make any sense?
It does. I'm just trying to think back to high school. We all were pretty sure that the guy who gave the five-second speech in favor of the smoking lounge was not going to win, but I think the nominations were open to all.
Yeah, but who ended up on the final three or four or two or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So popularity contest, is that your point?
I mean, Yeah. Who knew whom from the year before and who was, you know, whatever. But the reason I say the people that don't vote are, and I consider just taking your ballot and marking some X's on 80% of it that you don't have a clue, to me that's the same as not voting.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought of it that way. And that ultimately controls how the winner-take-all thing is going to be, because naturally they're going to just vote for the incumbent or vote for a name that seems to be familiar to them.
I see. So it is really the power of the incumbency or the people who got their names out there more than any other.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for that, Jim. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your passionate but polite ventings on the Electoral College and what its fate should be, and also on the concept of what Facebook has been doing in manipulating some of its news feeds to certain users just to see if more negative comments on their news feeds would produce more negative comments from them, and positive would beget positive. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. A whole lot of newspapers weighed in on the Facebook experiment with editorials, including the Register Guard in Eugene, which points out Facebook has 1.2 billion users. The person whose hand is on Facebook's emotional dial could turn the emotional temperature up or down for a significant fraction of the planet's population. The researchers said their findings could affect public health because people's physical well-being is related to their emotional state. But the potential consequences don't end there. An advertiser might engage in such manipulation before a product launch, or a politician before an election. And here's an aside. Maybe you think they do already. Let's hear from you on that. As the Register Guard continues, emotional manipulation is as old as advertising or politics, and its application to mass media is as familiar as the names William Randolph Hearst and Rupert Murdoch. But online social networks, in addition to their unprecedented scale, have oceans of information about their users. Every click and every post adds detail to each user's profile. Facebook, Google, and others could not only spread emotional contagion widely, they could customize it precisely to suit the tastes or overcome the defenses of individual users. A furor has arisen following the publication of the researcher Adam Kramer's findings, much of it involving the question of informed consent. The participants in Kramer's experiment were not told that they were test subjects. All of them had signed Facebook's Terms of Service Agreement, which includes consent to take part in research, but few people study the details of the agreement before registering as Facebook users, and fewer yet understand all its terms. In addition, Forbes magazine has reported that the research clause was added shortly after the experiment ended. The British Information Commissioner's Office is conducting an investigation. The Register Guard editorial concludes, "The issue of consent is important, but behind it is the issue of power. In the end, how the researcher Adam Kramer's findings are used matters more than how they were obtained. Companies such as Facebook not only know a lot about their customers, they can sift and analyze that data to predict behavior. And as Kramer has shown, influence it. That's tremendous power. And the temptation to apply it for commercial or political purposes will be strong. Understanding the extent of that power is the first step toward ensuring that there's a check against its abuse." Which makes you stop and wonder, because I haven't delved into the details of the study itself very deeply. But, I mean, if what it's doing is filtering, as Facebook always does, it doesn't give you everything that every person you know puts out there. The algorithms are determined basically on your past behavior. But did it, for example, screen out for the people who are getting the happy news, news that you needed to know from your relatives back east or up north or down south or wherever, things that were going on in the family, which granted they probably should have chosen more private channels to communicate, but what were you getting on Facebook at that point in time, or not getting, that you should have been getting, and how critical would that have been to you and your understanding of the world around you, even within your own small part of the world? That's one of the major questions that arises here. Facebook and its experiment engendered an editorial in the LA Times called Facebook's Lab Rats, a.k.a. users, so not a happy one from the LA Times. The Chicago Tribune said Facebook messes with our minds. Facebook's emotional contagion experiment makes users really mad. And finally, where's the dislike button from the Chicago Tribune? On the other topic, on the Electoral College, the Washington Times weighed in on the existing idea, which California has embraced, of allocating its electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote. The Washington Times hates that idea, as do a lot of people. We haven't talked the last time about Facebook or about the Electoral College, but thanks for taking part. Thanks for listening to Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange.